on the line now, I should have Peter O'Reilly from the Business Information Centre. Good morning, hey. Peter.
Good morning, John. How are you?
How are you?
Not too bad, thanks.
Okay. There's an event in Coolock Library here, just up the road from us, put on by the Business Information Centre. It's an information and advice stand. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the Business Information Centre first?
Well, basically, we're located here in the Central Library in the ILAC Shopping Centre, which is just off Henry Street, if people are familiar with that. And I suppose the best way you could describe us is that we're a reference service, and we specialise in company and market research information. So we're a key resource, for example, for starting a business, doing research and career direction opportunities as well. So that will be very useful to people, for example, who are looking for a job at the moment. So if you were thinking of starting a business, you could access some of our online services. These would be subscription-based services where people could perhaps do company research, or maybe they might like to do some consumer research for the Irish, European and world markets. So our opening hours in here are 10 to 8 Monday to Thursday and 10 to 5 Friday and Saturday. So people are welcome to come in anytime and have a chat. The main programs which we're running at the moment include the Start Your Own Business program and the Career Direction and Development program. And we'll also be running some events for the Innovation Dublin Festival, which happens next month from October the 15th to October the 26th. So I suppose when I go to Coolock this afternoon, I'm going to be promoting the Start Your Own Business. So this is a program that we run every spring and autumn, and that's in association with the Dublin City Enterprise Board. So it's basically a course of 6 free public lectures. And it's aimed at anyone who is considering self-employment or maybe developing a new business idea. So this year's theme is Start and Grow Your Own Business. And the lectures are going to include novel ways to overcome some of the challenges you might face starting a business in a recession. We've introduced a new lecture this year on digital marketing and social media. So that's to help people to increase their visibility and market share. And the course started last week. The first lecture took place last week. But for anybody who's interested, it continues tomorrow evening at 6:30 p.m. here in the Central Library. And that lecture is entitled Ideas Generation and Market Research. So if anyone is interested in coming along, they can reserve a place. And they could ring us maybe at 8733996. Or indeed, they could email us at businesslibrary@dublincity.ie. We also have a career direction and development program running at the moment, and that's a series of help desks and workshops, and it's aimed to help job seekers and people who are thinking of changing career maybe, or anyone who wants to perhaps retrain or upskill. So basically what we do there is we invite career coaches and experts to come into the library and give people advice and tips on how to improve their chances in the current jobs market. So, I mean, the topics covered include all aspects of the job search, including interview skills, how to improve your CV, and indeed how to access the hidden jobs market using social media, for example. So if anyone was interested in coming to any of those sessions, the next talk is on the 26th of September here in the Central Library. And that talk will be presented by Shane Stanley, and it's entitled How to Be Motivated, Positive and Successful in Life and Work. So once again, if you wanted to come along, you can just give us a ring and reserve a place, or send us in an email. We'd be delighted to hear from you.
Okay, and in Coolock Library today, it's a public talk which you'll be given, I take it, yeah?
No, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come along and just present an information and advice stand for a couple of hours.
Okay.
So people can just come along and they can have a chat and they can find out about the various resources, programs and services which we offer. So that would include everything that I've spoken about so far, the Start Your Own Business and the Career Direction and Development Program. The Innovation Dublin Festival. People can also find out more about the online services which we offer. So as I mentioned earlier, you can do company research, consumer research, but you can also do general online searches on the Irish newspaper archives, and you could also access the Irish Times online, or indeed you could access the Financial Times newspaper online.
Yes, and there's access to government legislation, etc.
Yeah, we have access to government legislation as well. We'd have all the government acts since the foundation of the state. We'd have them in stock here. And if you wish, you could also access them online as well. But we have a full run from 1922 in here if you want to come in and have a look at them.
Okay. And there'll also be information about grants and stuff like that, I take it, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. If you're thinking of starting your own business, obviously funding is going to be a main part of what you're trying to do. So, for example, on the 11th of October, we have a talk as part of the Start Your Own Business programme, and that will be financing your business. And a gentleman called Brian Hunt from Ulster Bank, he's going to come in and talk about funding opportunities from Ulster Bank. You can also get information for funding from the Dublin City Enterprise Board if you were interested in speaking to them. And there are also organisations like FirstStep.ie who also provide microfinance to small businesses. So I suppose it depends on the nature of the business you're trying to set up and whether you have export potential or not. That sort of dictates, you know, where the finance will be available from. So that will kind of determine whether the Dublin City Enterprise Board can help you or indeed the banks can help you.
Okay, well, anything that helps people get back to work or back into the business, it has to be good.
Well, it is. These are great initiatives and they're very well attended. And the good thing about them is that they're all free.
Yeah.
So whereas you might have to pay a small fee with other events and programs, all our events are free, and as I say, they're available to everyone. Everybody is welcome to attend, and the only thing that we ask is that you just reserve a place, as all the programs are very busy naturally.
Okay, and all this information will be given out this afternoon in Coolock Library.
It will. Otherwise, you can drop into us in the centre here, or you can check our website out, which is www.dublincitypubliclibraries.ie. I know everybody mightn't have a chance to, you know, come into us this afternoon, but you can visit our website, and obviously you can give us a ring on 8733996, or you could email us at businesslibrary@dublincity.ie, and obviously we'd be delighted to hear from you, and we can give any help that we can.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Are you getting much feedback or uptake? I know this is only the second one, but...
Yeah, it was great feedback now on the last talk. A lot of people found, you know, that they got very, very useful advice and tips, you know, on how to start up in the jobs. If you're starting a business, for example, the speaker last week was a chap called Brendan Moran from the Dublin City Enterprise Board, and he's actually the speaker for tomorrow night's talk. So there was very positive feedback in relation to him and in terms of the advice he had to give. He was actually discussing with people whether they would be suitable for self-employment. So I suppose that's the first step in terms of starting up your own business. You have to ask yourself these questions: are you suitable, and sort of would you have the drive and determination? So people felt that he had very useful information sort of to give on all those aspects of starting a business.
Yeah, and our taxation is also a great
Taxation, yeah.
VAT, etc.
Obviously, to set up a company, you know, you could register as a limited company, or indeed you can register as a sole trader. So you can get in touch with the company's registration office to do that. And obviously, in terms of taxation, you'd have to clarify with revenue as well, you know, what steps you have to take, you know, to keep yourself on the straight and narrow in relation to taxation and paying your taxes.
Okay. So once again, that's this afternoon between 2:30 and 4:30 p.m. in Coolock Library.
That's right, yeah. So as I say, I'd be delighted to meet people if they have time to come along this afternoon, and we'll have a number of flyers and brochures and any information that they might require to take away. And if we don't have it on hand, we'll obviously be able to direct them to where they'll be able to find it.
Okay. And how many talks are you going to give it here?
Well, the Start Your Own Business programme has five more talks left. As I said, the next one is tomorrow night. That's at 6:30. and it's called Ideas Generation and Market Research. And then there will be further talks then on the next four Thursdays on ethnic entrepreneurship, digital marketing and social media, financing your business, and then business planning structure. So all those talks will take place at 6:30 in the evening, and they all will be here in the Central Library in the ILAC Centre if people are in a position to attend.
Okay, well, it sounds very, very interesting, and I hope it helps a lot of people out there. And yeah, it's great work that you're doing, and thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
You're very welcome.
And if there's anything we can ever do for you here in Near FM, just contact us, Peter.
No bother, you're very welcome, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
That was Peter O'Reilly from the Business Information Centre, and, you know, get yourselves down to Coolock Library today. You never know, you could end up running your own business.